close it out at chapter 6 at verse 5. So we're taking a look at really the full script of the nativity story, the story of Christmas. It's a long story. It began all the way in the book of Genesis, and we're just taking a look at some of the highlights on the road to Bethlehem. It's a long, windy road, lots of twists and turns, highs and lows as we make our way to Bethlehem. But the only way Christmas gets to Bethlehem is through Jericho. It's through Jericho. All right, so Jericho is standing in the way, and we see here a Christmas blockbuster as God breaks through in the story of Joshua and the falling of Jericho. There's an outline of the message for you in the bulletin as we study the Word of God in Joshua chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. We'd like to have just a brief question and answer time right after the service, so keep any questions or comments you have in mind and feel free to share. I'll try to answer, or maybe someone else could answer. I'm not going to focus on this, but perhaps it's a good question to keep in mind. Stories like this, especially in the Old Testament, are really hard for people who don't believe in God, the God of the Bible for sure. You know, when you meet a story like this, it's basically genocide, right? You believe in a God of love? Well, why in the world is God ordering his people to go ahead and enter the promised land, right, and wipe it clean, right, to serve justice, as it were? And any God who tells his people to murder people, right, and enter the promised land, well, I'm not going to believe in that God. We got to be ready to kind of answer that, try to answer those types of questions. We're not going to deal with that directly because we're focusing on Christmas, but perhaps we can try to answer that a little bit in the Q&A. So, all right, let's stand for the reading of God's Word. If you're able, please stand with me at attention for the reading of God's Word in Joshua chapter 5, beginning at verse 13. This is the Word of the Lord. Let's receive it with believing hearts. When Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us or for our adversaries?" And he said, "No, but I am the commander of the army of the Lord. Now I have come." And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?" And the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. Now Jericho was shut up inside and outside because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have given Jericho into your hand, with its king and mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all the men of war, going around the city once. Thus shall you do for 6 days. 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. On the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with a ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, everyone straight before him." You may be seated. So far, the reading of God's Word. And I'd encourage you to keep your Bibles open and handy for the message on a Christmas blockbuster. Your congregation of Christ, brothers and sisters in the Lord, friends of our church family. 7 more days till Christmas, and a lot of us maybe are tired. A lot of us are frazzled, maybe agitated, very anxious, and lots of emotions like that. We can't wait for Christmas. to be over. Some people are just wanting, we can't wait till Christmas. Other people just, I want it all done behind me, because we have all of these feelings that we're agitated and extremely anxious. And why is that? Why is that? I believe it's because there's walls up. So when the walls come down, then you actually experience the peace of God that Jesus Christ is born to give. All right, so I want us to keep that in mind as God tells us the good news of Christmas is a blockbuster. He comes to tear down walls so that all of the agitation and feelings of turmoil, just tired, exhausted, will escape, and He replaces it with His peace. With that in mind, we'd like to see together as Jesus Christ is really the Joshua here. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Remember that song we've sung? Boys and girls, you've sung it too. Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. Well, the Lord fights the Battle of Jericho. He certainly did that through Joshua. But God fights that battle. And He fights so that God's people can march. And He fights to show mercy. And then the Lord really shows how we are to march in light of the mercy of God revealed that appears in the Messiah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Joshua has the River Jordan behind him, right? And all God's people with him. And they're going to occupy the promised land. That was the command of the Lord, right? That God promised to Abraham way back then. Remember that sermon on Abraham and Christmas laughter? Abraham dies. God raises up Moses. Remember Moses, right? Baby Moses. God delivers through this delivery of a deliverer. Moses in Exodus chapter 2. Now Moses hands off the reins to Joshua to lead the people of God into the land God promised for them to occupy. And Joshua meets now this, this manifestation, this appearance of, I believe, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Joshua, little Joshua, boys and girls, this is little Joshua in the Bible. And he meets big Joshua. Big Joshua, Jesus, really, meets little Joshua. Just before Joshua takes God's people to conquer the promised land, they got to go through Jericho. And when Joshua was by Jericho, verse 13, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing before him with his drawn sword in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? And he says, neither. Joshua is to lead God's people into battle and to lead them to march. And what does he need? What do we need? We need to hear the voice of our commander-in-chief. And God, through the angel of the Lord, right, with drawn sword in hand, promises Joshua that three promises that we need to experience Christmas peace, and we're all agitated, in a fluster, in a panic, in a tizzy at Christmas time. I'm in charge. I've already won the war, and I'm with you. No, never, not ever leaving you. I'm always with you. That's what replaces all of our feelings of frustration with peace. You know, where's the peace on earth? I keep on hearing about it and all those songs that are sung in the malls and in the shopping stores. So here it is. Peace on earth. Because of the word of the commander-in-chief. The Lord tells Joshua, I'm in charge. The war has already been won. And that's exactly what Joshua needs to hear before the march begins. And the Lord tells in Joshua his battle plan, the battle plan. And I have come. Joshua falls on his face before the commander of the army of the Lord. And he bows down. He takes his sandals off and worships. And now we hear about Jericho. It's one of the oldest standing cities in Palestine, the oldest wall city. It's a formidable city. Why not just go around Jericho and live somewhere in the promised land? Brothers and sisters, Jericho is really stands for a city of Satan, right? Satan doesn't want Christmas to happen. Satan doesn't want the Messiah to come. Jericho stands for the city of Satan that's trying to stop Christmas from happening. The only way Christmas comes is through Jericho falling. And here's one of the strangest battle plans ever in military history. The commander of the Lord's army, I believe that's Big Joshua, Jesus Christ, before he actually comes, he shows up and he tells little Joshua, look, he gives Joshua the strangest battle plan in military history. Who's going to lead them? The Army Rangers? No. The Navy SEALs? No. Priests? That's who's going to lead them. Where's the sword? No, the sword's in the angel of the Lord's hand. I'm not going to give you a sword. I'm going to give you a trumpet to blow. And you're going to be blowing that trumpet, but first you got to march, right? Oh, I thought we were going to go and attack the city wall. And here's the formidable walls of Jericho. High walls, thick walls. How do you get around them? You can't get around it. You can't get over it. You can't dig under it. It's going to take way too much time. The only way to break through is by marching in faith. Marching by faith in the promise of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, a strange word, an odd word, an odd battle plan. Priests leading, trumpets blowing, and people just marching. 6 days straight, march once around the city, right? There's the battle plan in chapters 6, verse 1 and following. And I want you to go once around the city, each simultaneously, consecutively, through 6 days and the seventh day. The seventh day is what? It's a day of rest. Keep that in mind here. On the seventh day, right, I want you to march 7 times around these city walls. And I want you to blow the trumpet, the ram's horn. And I want you to shout, and the walls are going to come tumbling down. Yeah, right, Lord. That's exactly what happens. When they make a long blast, verse 5, with a ram's horn, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, then all the people are going to shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city will fall down flat. And then you go up, and then you take the city. Boys and girls, it's kind of like you know, if there's a fly that lands on the pew, all right, what is God doing? He's showing off His mighty power. And that's the power of Christmas. It's like a fly landing right on your pew or right here. What's God doing? It's like you just flick a fly off. That's the power of God meeting these walls of Jericho. God's just warming up here. This is a warm-up act for God. He's warming up for the breakthrough power of Christmas and then the breakthrough power of Calvary. March at the word of the Lord. And indeed, with the march of God, because of the mighty power of God, those walls do come tumbling down. Shout, going on in Joshua chapter 6, verse 16, shout, for the Lord has given you the city, and the city, all that is within it. And those walls, verse 20, fall down flat, just as God has promised. Joshua, I'm in charge. I'm with you. And you can fulfill this difficult responsibility I give you. No going back. Best of times, worst of times, but these are God's times for you to march. And with the mighty power of God, we also see the mighty mercy of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord here. Picking it up, for instance, just briefly at verse 17, you see the mighty power of God, not just with these thick walls tumbling down, but also the mercy of God doing what? Saving. Who? Verse 17, who's Christmas for? It's for Rahab, the prostitute. The Lord saves a prostitute whose home was in those walls. that were come tumbling down. Only Rahab the prostitute and all who are with her in her house shall live, because she hid the messengers whom we send. God saves in a mighty way. Right? Experience this, right? Rahab and her family are in this room, right? This home within those walls. And here comes God's people marching, shouting, trumpets blaring. God spares Rahab. That's who Christmas power is for. God breaks through the walls. And really, though, the walls around Rahab's life. God wants more Rahabs than his Christmas picture, Christmas family picture. And there's Rahab with her family smiling ear to ear. Who, me, Lord? Yeah, you, Rahab. I came in power to break through the walls that you set up in your past. Those who loved and left you, Rahab. Those whom you loved and left. Those who used you. Those are the walls we're talking about. And those who you allowed to use you. God in mercy didn't have to save Rahab. But that's who Christmas is for, right? He makes a hooker his daughter. Makes a daughter of his out of a hooker. That's God. That's Christmas. That's a blockbuster Christmas in Rahab's life and yours. I mean, she becomes the great, 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 far off grandmother, right? Great, great, grand grandmother of Big Joshua, who fought and still fights for his people because he was born a lover. He was born a fighter to fight for those he loves, who betrayed his love. Christmas, brothers and sisters, is really God's mission, right? There's no way Christmas is coming without God going through, blessing through, blocking, breaking down the walls and rebuilding. All right, this is the power of God. He does that to get Rahab, to spare her and to save her. And that's God's mission at Christmas morning for all of us. Get going. March. Shout for joy. Blow the trumpet. For walls to fall down. Christmas is the mission of God. The mission of God to find the missing. He's busy seeking, saving, finding. Where is she, Rahab? It's a trophy of his grace. It's grace. Why aren't you experiencing the supernatural peace of Christmas? Why aren't I? It's because you're not opening your mouth, and I'm not either. Shout, or at least lift up your voice. Huh? And that's what, where's the spirit of Christmas? The spirit of Christmas is when I, just march. God's with me. God's with you. God's in charge. I'm not. I can't break down the walls. Neither can you. I'm never, no, not ever leaving you. And then when you take that march, you take that step of faith, God, the spirit of Christmas, meets you there, and walls around the lives of people that they put up in defense, right, start falling down, tumbling over, and God rebuilds broken lives, broken by the power of sin. So lift up your voice, share, find someone, right, to tell the story of Christmas to. Yeah, it sounds, right? It looks as senseless as this battle plan of the Lord. Yeah, we're marching around a city and tooting horns and lifting up voices, but that's the very power of God in weakness. In weak you and me. set prisoners free. This all looks forward to, doesn't it? It's a preview. It's a trailer of the Messiah who comes in mercy on the march into our lives. I want you to turn with me in your Bibles to a couple of passages. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Just turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. Matthew 1, 21, excuse me, page 1362. Page 1362, angel of the Lord comes and visits Joseph, and he tells Joseph, the son of David, do not fear, verse 20. Matthew 1, verse 20. Do not fear to take Mary as your wife. Here's the Christmas blockbuster breakthrough for that which is conceived in her. The one conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Joshua. That's the name, all right? Joshua. The Greek form of that is Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The Messiah breaks through all of the walls this world has put up, sinners have put up. There's a wall between God. That's what happens when we do God wrong. It's like this great, big, thick wall. How am I ever going to get through? I don't want to get through. How's God ever going to get to me? God, in Jesus Christ, breaks through the wall of my sin and your sin and our unbelief. He does it by the birth, the weakness, of the birth of Jesus Christ. You name him Joshua, Yahweh, the Lord, big capital L-O-R-D, the Lord saves. That's the name God gives his son to do what ultimately Joshua didn't do. Joshua had a great start at it, right? The walls came tumbling down, but there were still enemies in the promised land. And God has something, a more lasting peace in mind, a rest. A great bigger land in mind. In other words, he had in mind Sabbath rest. And he had in mind the new heavens and the new earth. Just take a look at it with me in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6. You find that on page 1781. Here's that open thread God starts telling in Joshua, and he closes up that loophole, kind of that he closes up that loose end of the story of Christmas in Hebrews chapter 4, page 1781. Page 1781. Hebrews 4 at verse 6. Since, therefore, it remains for some to enter it, that is, rest, you know, resting from our enemies. That's the promised land. That's what it means. Therefore, it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news fail to enter because of disobedience. Again, he appoints a certain day today, saying through David so long afterward in the words already quoted, today if you hear his voice, what voice? I'm in charge. I'm with you. You've already won. Do not harden your hearts, for if Joshua had given them rest, he didn't, right? But had he given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on. So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works, as God did from his. No doubt about it, the victory of Jericho falling was God's doing. It had to be God. And the victory God achieves in the birth of Jesus Christ, born to die on Calvary's cross, had to be God's doing. So rest in him. So if I'm agitated, frustrated, in a fluster, right, why is that happening at Christmas time, any really time in life? Because I'm trying to work for rest. It doesn't work that way. Never works that way. True Sabbath. It's the Sabbath. It's the Christian Sabbath, the Lord's Day. Right? You march by faith in the word of the Lord. I'm in charge. I've won. Rest. Why are you so agitated and frustrated, and so am I, running around here, there, and everywhere? It's because you're trying desperately to make somebody happy, and you can't, and you won't. Ultimately, why am I agitated, flustered, all upset, unrest, restless? Where's that peace on earth, Lord? It's because I'm trying to secure my own future, and you are too. Only Jesus secures it for you. Rest, relax, trust. Entrust yourself to Jesus, who was born to give you rest. Rest from working to get through your own wall to earn God's favor, right? Here's the Sabbath rest for you, just as it was for Rahab. God has mercy on you, because you come here, and so do I, with these suitcases loaded up with a lot of dirty laundry. How am I ever going to get through this wall? God says, I'm here to save you too. I'll clean you up. I'm born to shed my blood to wash away your sins. Because it's only in my arms. It's only in my arms of love you will experience the deepest desires of your hearts. And on the wedding day of the marriage supper of the Lamb, weddings are on my mind recently, here's the good news of Christmas. You can rest, relax, quit working, sit down and trust. Entrust yourself to Jesus Christ, who loves saving people, loves it, with bad reputations and deep, dark histories. So that one day, because of Christmas, the only scars that are going to be seen are His scars, because He blankets you in the white robes of His righteousness. Have you entrusted yourself to Him? That's how Jesus breaks through the walls we put up. We hide from God. We hide from others. Don't look. You can't see. God finds you. So my question for you, dear friends, brothers and sisters, is that are you going to still be in the city? Because it's going to fall down. Or will you be spared? Have you been saved? Are you being saved by the big Joshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, His finished work? God breaks through in power, powerful mercy through the walls of our sins to rebuild our lives. Because any other pursuit of rest, true, deep soul rest, right? It's just like a dog, my dog, just chasing his tail. Just then he finally flops down, goes to bed, goes to sleep. You can't find this rest, dear friends. Oh, I get it, Pastor. Take a vacation, right? This Christmas, that's not what I'm not talking about that. It's not taking more vacations. What I'm talking about is what Joshua did. Get too cozy with Jesus, don't we? The commander of the Lord of hosts shows up. The angels are singing because they're His soldiers on the march, right? That's Christmas morning. It's noisy. But Joshua does what? And this is what you need to do to find rest. What does he do? You bend your knee. You take off your shoes. You bow down, fall on your face, and you worship. Jesus calms your heart and mine with this kind of Sabbath rest and this kind of perfect peace. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody, to your customers, your competitors, to your mom or your dad, to your brother or sister, to your neighbor. It's all behind all that restlessness. You're trying to prove yourself, so am I. Trust yourself into the Sabbath rest Jesus has earned. and He'll calm and quiet your soul. Walls of this world will tumble down. Question for you and for me, right? Jesus is going to shake things up. He's coming to shake things up. And the walls of this world, the walls of Wall Street and every empire, built in defiance of Jesus Christ, will come tumbling down. Are you on the big Josh's side? Hey, Lord, are you for me or against me? No, the question is for you. And for me. Are you on God's side or not? Has God broken through the walls? He's on your side, you know. You know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. When you feel afraid and inadequate, unworthy, too bad for this good news. And I just want to apply it just one other way this morning is, what am I for? What can I do? Those walls of my inadequacy and insufficiency. I can't play an instrument. I can't put hardly two words together praying out loud. I don't feel very smart. I hardly graduated high school. What can I do, Lord? These walls we put up, God breaks through. So they want you to march. Everyone now. Listen to my voice. Bow down and worship Jesus Christ. And as Jesus, what is your message for me? What is your message, Lord Jesus, for me? So I am on your side when the kingdoms of this world, for real, become the kingdom of the commander of the Lord's army. Amen. Would you please pray with me? Lord Jesus, we pray that by your Spirit we may be on your side. Thank you for coming to take ours. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing up, being named Jesus to take away our sins. Thank you for breaking through all of those walls, those defensive walls, to keep you out, to hide from you. Thank you for loving us so much. You broke through the wall of our sin and unbelief, our doubts and feelings of failure. Thank you that you found us and made us your own to march, to shout for joy that our King has come. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are in charge, that you're with us always, no matter what, and you've won the war for us. So, Lord, please give us faith, Christmas faith, a breakthrough faith to entrust ourselves so that we may rest in the arms of Jesus Christ. So replace all of our anxieties and feelings of frustration, because we're trying to prove ourselves and make others happy. The good news that you're happy with us. that you're the proof, all the proof we need, that you are with us and for us, in us by your Spirit. Thank you for saving Rahab, saving sinners like her and us. Thank you for being born to save Rahab from her prostitution. Lord Jesus, please save us from all of our dark histories. And please wrap us in that white wedding garment of your bride. Thank you for hiding all of our scars, because you were scarred in order to deliver. So we pray, Lord, that we may experience this Christmas power, that it may be an overwhelming power of might and mercy in our lives. And as you shake our lives up, Lord, and rebuild our lives, we pray that we may do our part, and that we may open our mouths and tell others that our God has come. He's with us. He has made his peace with us. There is peace on earth through the Lord Jesus Christ. So give us the courage and confidence we need to share that sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, weapons that are mighty in power to complete your family portrait of grace. So, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would now bless our offering. May we give with joy and with great generosity, so that we may build your church, and that enduring kingdom of our Lord Jesus. So hear and answer our prayers, and give us the full assurance of faith in your Son, who is named Jesus. Save us for deep Sabbath rest. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's give our gifts to the Lord at this time. The collection will be for